You're holding the Avzayin Amar Aleph on top. The Gemara says, again, the last Gemara was that Yozdu Tamayum, they both were May and Yehuda go according to their own Tam. And it's like this, the Tanya will learn like this. The top of the Gemara, the Avzayin says, that Aloha, that the Bas Koyin, she nisses to Yisrael. What's going to be your Bas Koyin? That she got married to Yisrael. So before she got married to Yisrael, she was not eat Truma. Now that she got married to Yisrael, she's possible, she's not allowed to eat Truma. What's going to be if she does eat Truma? The Yochlev Truma. So Aloha is Mishalem, it says to Karen. She has to pay back the Karen to a Koyin. It's a get like she was stole from a Koyin. But Vienna Mishalem, it says to Koyin, she does not have to pay back the fifth. The fifth she does not have to because she's not really called a Tzar. Because the Maisa she is a Bas Yisrael, therefore she doesn't have to pay back the fifth. Where regular Tzar, regular Yisrael, and he eats Truma, that's the Aloha, he has to pay back an extra fifth. Or misasa besreifa, hochiv misris besreifa. Like if she found to be mizana, that's a loch. When a bas kain is mizana, she's chay besreifa. Serious, even though she got married to Yisrael, still she's chay besreifa. What's going to be nisais liyechad min apsulim? But let's say she gets married to one of the psulim of the kuna, not just down to a regular Yisrael. But she gets married to a nosan or to a mam to somebody. It's possible. So then mishalem is karen. That makes a psalmah she's mischalelis, and therefore she's called like a regular czar. So therefore, since she's mischalel, she loses the shem kuna, and now she's like a regular czar. And therefore, the din is mishalem is keren v'chaymish. If she's going to eat truma now, she'll have to pay back not only the keren, but the chaymish also. Umisasa b'chenek. Let's say she has nus with somebody else now. So lochrich is only chayiv chenek, not sreifa. She's not still like a bas keren anymore. Tipu Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's, even though before she was not a Zoro, even though with Chilu she was a regular Bas Koyin, but now when she becomes a Zoro, we go after the way she is right now. That was Rabbi Meir's Zoro before also. Therefore, he said before that if you're Moshech, a Melech, or a Koyin with a Shem and a Mishcha, you're Chayiv Koros. Because even though before he had the mitzvah to use it, but right now there's no mitzvah anymore, therefore you're Chayiv Koros. Even though she was once a Bas Koyin, but Koponim, now that she was Neschalol, now her dinim change. And therefore now she's like a regular Zar, and therefore she's Chayiv Chaymish, and if she has a Znus, she has Chayiv Chenek, not Besreifa. However, Chom Maimrim, the Chom Mesevayev, the Chom Maimrim, Echad Zu, V'yechad Zu, both cases, even though this Bas Koyin got married to a Psula, that she only has to pay Karen when she eats the Truma, but Vienna Mishlemes Achemish, she does not have to pay back a fifth. Umisasa Besreifa, that's the Chom Sheet, and Rashi says the Bar Plukt of Remeya is Reb Yudah, and that's the Sheet that say that, but Zar means she's Zar, Metchilu Viat Seif. For here, since at the beginning she was a Bas Koyin, she wasn't a Zoro, she never gets the shame Zoro. So therefore, Misa always remains Besreifa, and the Ordinary Sheet, Truma, she's always Potter from paying back Achemish. The Amr Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says like this, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Machlekes b'nisinas shemen ha-mishcha. The Machlekes before, about whether you have to have a mashu, or you have to have a kezayis, that's only Machlekes by putting the shemen ha-mishcha on a person. Or v'shnu yedishnimen, the way we learned before, the Machlekes, how you learn it out from, whether it's the kezayis like usually, or over here it's a special limit, it's enough to have even a mashu. Rashi said the Tamar Meir was there before was the Yiskish L'Sicha. So just like Sichas with a Mashu, here also Nisina is only with a Mashu. Ava Nisina, the Alma, but every other place was a parasha of Nisina. Rashi says, Kagoyin, Layitin Olel Lavoino, the Minchas Choyta, Avada the cloud over there is Bekizayis. Rashi says, the Yafinim and Venosan Lakoinas Akoidish, which means you have to give something to the Achilo, which is at least the Shia of a Kizayis. So the Gemara says of Nisina the Yalma, Divri Yaakov, everybody agrees, Kizayis. And about the Stam and Nisina means it has to be at least the size of an Aleph. Less than that is not called a Nisina. Now Gufo, we say before, Tony Tornekheim with Reb Lezer. A title at the front of Reb Lezer, that calls she Yeshnon, Besach, Yeshnon Mabal Yisach. Any person is Bechlav Allah that he himself cannot shmir the Shemen HaMishchon himself,
he's not going to shmir on somebody else either. But b'chol sheinu b'sach, anybody that's not b'chol the lav himself, ain't a bal yisa, there's no yisa to shmir it on him. In other words, a goy, that a Jew is allowed to shmir the shemen ha-mishcha on a goy. So Amalei said back to him, Shapa Kamrit, he's saying very good. Lo yisach ksiv, it says lo yisach, v'ekori be lo yasich. So it's to say both things, that yisa lo yisach, Rashi says, lo yisach ksiv b'shnei yudin. So shadai chad l'toich ha-tevis, v'ekori lo yasich. T'mash m'misha m'tzuva, sh'lo yasich, lo liyatsu lo lacherim. It's m'tzuva acher olov. That if you're m'tzuva not to shmir yourself, then somebody else also mitzvah not to shmir you. But if you don't have the love upon yourself, there's no tzivah for somebody else not to shmir you. So it's like we're saying on a goy, you Jew is allowed to shmir a goy with the shemen ha-mishcha. Tony, Rav Chananya, Kaimi the Rova, that minayin, how do we know to say the Kohen Gadol? Shenot al mishemen ha-mishcha. Shal reishoi. The Kohen Gadol takes the Shemen HaMishcha, was put upon his head. There's a mitzvah when you anoint the Kohen Gadol to put the Shemen HaMishcha on his head. So I don't know to say the Kohen Gadol now takes from that Shemen HaMishcha. And he takes some of it now off his head and puts it onto his stomach and starts to rub it there. So I don't know to say Shuchai Vizchayiv Chorus. Shemen the Pasuk says, Al B'sarodim Lo Yisach, Mashmani Bari, now let him put the Shemen HaMishcha on your boso. So if even a Kohen Gadol, even of him, the mitzvah was to put it al Roshoi, but that's it. When he takes it off and puts it al Besaroi, for that, he'll be Chayiv. Omalei Rav Acha B'redi Rav Rav Ashi Maishna, why is this different? Why is the loch here different? Miyod HaTana, that we learn like this. We learned that Koyin Shesach B'Shem and Shel Truma. If a Kohen that shmir himself with Shemen Shel Truma, it's mutter for Kohen to have enough of Shemen Shel Truma. He's allowed to. So it says now, Ben Bita Yisrael, let's say he has a granddaughter, a Yisrael, his Misaga boy is allowed to like rub herself against the father. And it comes out now that the Shemen is going upon her also. And Vienna Choshesh, she doesn't have to be afraid. The question is, why not? L'chur Shabbat Yisrael, you're putting Shemen Shel Truma on a Yisrael, why isn't it also? Just like we're saying here, the Kohen is also. Amalei said back to him, Hosam over there, Umeisu boi ki chalu ksiv. It says what? That by Truma, it's Yerovan, you get Misa, koshi mechalit. So kivu nechaluleyu ho ichul. That once the Kohen had a right to use it already, it's called like this mechal already, so there's no mochiv Misa to give it to his granddaughter. Avogabi Shemen HaMishcha Ksiv, here the Pasuk says Ki Nezer Elokov Olov Shemen Mishcha is Kaya Rachmana the Avogab Yis Olov Ula Yischol. Even though the Shemen HaMishcha is upon your body, still it's called the Shemen HaMishcha. See, when you put the Shemen HaMishcha on top of the rush of the Kohen Gadol, Lamais, it's still called Shemen HaMishcha, and therefore be yoster from now to take that Shemen and put it on the rest of his body. Therefore by Yisrael Taka, for the Kohen would be Yosef. So that's the chiluk. By Truma there, the Lochur is not to be Mechal the Truma. But once the Kohen has a right to use the Shemen Shel Truma, so once it's used already, it's called used, like it's Mechul already. And therefore there's no Marisra anymore to put it onto a Zar. Mashen came by the Shemen HaMishcha, here it's still called Shemen HaMishcha even after it was used. So therefore it can't put it onto the rest of his body. Then the Mishnah says, "Aleilu chayovim alzdeinoim." The Mishnah means on these things, if you do them b'meizid dichayev korus, if you do it b'shegeg, you only chayev echates a korban. So the Mishnah says, "Be'aloi hoydish lem oshem toli," and things that you're not for sure that you did the avera, you have to bring an oshem toli. And the Mishnah said, "Chutz min ametam emigdash kadoshov." That somebody who's metam and went to the base of Migdash or ate kochim, and he has a suffix whether he did it or not, he's parted from an oshem toli. And the Mishnah said, "Mifnei shubal of yared, tiver Rabbi Meir." That since it was boil of yared, even if you know for sure you did the chet of Migdash or Kadoshov, there's no korban kavua. It's oil of yared, depending upon how rich you are, how much you could afford. So for the lachar is, if you did a misafik, you have no chi of oshem toli. So Morris says, Ketoni says in the Mishnah, Chutz, Vimetam Mikdash Kadoshov. So question is, mimai matik, what do you mean chutz? What are you taking it out from? So this is what the Mishnah really means to say. Hochi ketoni, ta'chutz b'metame mitish gadoishov, shein mei v'yoshim toli, that you do not have to bring an oshim toli. We have a doubt whether you went into the base of mitish or not when you were tamei, so you do not have to bring an oshim toli. So where's the question? V'nisni warna l'rnami, what Nist, let the Mishnah also say, chutz b'mi shavro lo v'yom kippurim. So somebody did a sofichet, saloch rish, you have to bring an oshim toli. But if you live through Yom Kippur like Pakas, you don't have to bring it anymore. So if the Mishnah is saying cases that you're free from bringing an oshim toli, the Mishnah should have said a case where you lived through Yom Kippur. Without the klali, shame may be oshim toli. So when it says, when does the Mishnah say, heichad yisal echatis, v'rachmona patrei, v'lemais yidid the chet is here, the Torah freed you from an oshim toli. But overall of Yom Kippurim, lesser lechatis, lechopalei. There's a pshatis, since you live through Yom Kippur, and Kippur's mechapur on you. Yet we don't have the chet anymore, so that's why you don't have to bring a korban. That our Mishnah does not have to say. Rabbi Yochanan says, the mavit, the case we're talking about the Mishnah, where a person like kicks Yom Kippur, as if to say, the Yom, he says, ain't Yom Kippur mechapur. I don't want Yom Kippur to be mechapur for me. After Yom Kippur, in such a case, he would have to still bring an Oshim Toli. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say this, because wrong man the case where he's Mavit, be Yom Kippurim. Then the case is, Tihodebe means if after Yom Kippur, then he does Tshuva, and now he wants to bring a Korbin, Tihodebe Bosa Yom Kippurim is Boyle Su Yoshim Toli. He would have to bring an Oshim Toli. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say this case to say that he's potter from an Oshim Toli. For Rav Shlokish, Sover Rav Shlokish holds that Mavit Nami Mechaper Le Yom Kippurim. No, even if a person is Mavit like kicks, like rebels against Yom Kippur, still Yom Kippur is Mechaper for him. Uvapluktah is the Pedizim Achlekis. Uvapluktah. If somebody says that I don't want my Korban Chatis to be Mechaper for me, I don't want this Korban to help for me. So, Abayi says, "Ain't a mechaperus. The korban doesn't help for him." Rava says, "No mechaperus. The korban helps for him." So Moses says like this: Heichid yomolei tikrav. When the person says, "Don't bring the korban," he's screaming away, "Don't bring it." So then the kuliyam, everybody agrees, loy pligid le mechaperus, that the korban cannot be mechaper for you. The sikkos, the pasuk says, "Yakrav oisalur tzaynoi," that the korban has to be brought for your rotzen. And if you don't want it to be brought, you can't have a kapara. Keep pleading with the machlokes, the yom where he said, tikrav, tolei techaper. Okay, you could bring my korban for me, but I don't want to have a kapara. Abaye says, ein mechaper, the korban is not mechaper for you. To omar, loei techaper, the person says he doesn't want the kapara. So the korban is not mechaper. Rav amano mechaper, it is mechaper. Kivan, the yom atikorev, since you said to bring it, is kapara memelosi. That once it's brought, memelu, automatically you have a kapara, even though you say you don't want the kapara, it comes automatically. Now the Gemara says, Rava was chayzer, Rava retracted and said, no, that you would not have a kapara. At a time like we learned, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yom Kippur mechaper, al shavim v'al shein shavim, maybe Yom Kippur itself could be mechaper, even for a person that does not do tshuva. And really, we didn't with the swear that way. Omar chatis for yoshem mechaperim, just like you bring a korban chatis or korban osh, it gives you a kapara. V'yom kippurim is also mechaper. If so, omar chatis for yoshem chatis and anoshem, a mechaper melo l'shavim. If you do tshuva, is yaf yom kippur a mechaper melo l'shavim? Who within yom kippur is also only mechaper if you do tshuva? So Mora says no. Lo yimamad, didn't I tell you bechatis for yoshem shei mechaperin al amezi kashegig? The korban is only mechaper for shaygig, not for mezid. So that's why if you don't do tshuva, it doesn't help. But to yom of Yom Kippur, mashenk, and the day of Yom Kippur, she mechaper al amezid kishaygig, it's mechaper even on a chet you did the mezid. So melo, voyulo mechaper al amezid, since Yom Kippur has a kreati of mechaper even on a chet you did the mezid. So maybe kishaygig, mechaper, it's mechaper al amezid kishaygig, so maybe you are din mechaper al shovim v'al shein shovim, even if you don't do tshuva. So this Talmud, the pasuk says, no, acholik. that there's a difference over here, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper if you don't do tshuva. Now, my shavim for shen shavim, what do you mean to say he did tshuva and he didn't do tshuva? Let me, if you want to tell me, shavim shaygeg, loy shavim mezid. Shavim means the cheta was done, b'shaygeg. And loy shavim means b'mezid. Hokotani says, not like that. Loy imamata b'chatas v'yoshim, that's not mechaper. If you want to say it means the chilek here between shaygeg and mezid, that's the same thing that's saying here between the chatnas and the noshim. So it's repeating itself over again. So that's not the pshat. Ela Rada Gemara says ki hod yula, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that ochal chelif, somebody ate chelif, the ifrish carbon, he ate it b'shaygeg, and he set aside a carbon. Ve'emer dosa, then it became a mumor, like it does now averes b'mezid. And then later, because the boy is doing tshuva, so yul v'nitche yitche. Since at the time when he was a mumar, he decided to do averes b'mezid, that he's not about to be a korban anymore. So once it was pushed away, his chiyuv korban, it does not come back again anymore. So Mor says, need the yitche korban gavro, even though the person was pushed away, his korban, it need the yitche korban, but gavro ba kaporu, but the person is still a ba kaporu. So why shouldn't they get kaporak on Yom Kippur? Why shouldn't they be mechapef him? Ela rather means like this. Shavim means the Yom Yichapur Lechatosi, that I want my korban to be mechaper for me. Shein Shavim means the Yom, he says, Lechapur Lechatosi, I don't want my korban to be mechaper for me. So Shvamini, you see, that Vein is Shavim, it's not mechaper. You see, if somebody said you don't want your korban to be mechaper for you, it's taken not mechaper for you. Uriminu, I have a question now. The Guru was saying the same throw applies to Yom Kippur also. If somebody says he does not want Yom Kippur to be mechaper for him, so it's not mechaper. Raminu, I have a question. Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo ye Yom Kippur mechaper, ela al she nisana boy. Maybe Yom Kippur is only mechaper somebody that fasts on Yom Kippur. And vlo yosa boy melocho. The Korah mikra kodesh, like he makes Yom Kippur into regular Yom Kippur, he calls it a kodesh. He davens, he's mekadesh it. What's going to be, lo ye nisana boy, somebody does not fast on Yom Kippur, and also vlo yosa boy melocho. For the Korah mikra kodesh, he did not call it a mikra kodesh. Yochel, I would have thought to say, lo ye Yom Kippur mechaper. Maybe Yom Kippur would not be mechaper for such a person. Talmud, the Pasuk says, no, Yom Kippur who? Mikom Mokom. As a matter of what, Yom Kippur has Kedushas Yom Kippur, it's mechaper. For Tavayim now, both prices over here is like Stam Sifro heavy. Is Sokash Nadodi, is a steer in the Stam Sifris? Is Yom Kippur mechaper without truth or not? So Rabbi Yabai says, Lakash is no steer. I tell you how, Rebbe, Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda, and all Rebbe Aliba today. So the Machlekes Taka Rebbe was saw some the Sifris, but the Shalei he said one according to his own sheet, the one according to Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Yem Rebbe says Kol Averus Shabbat Torah, Bein Osa Tshuva Bein Lo Yosa Tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper. Even though you did not do tshuva, still the day of Yom Kippur is mechaper. Chutz Miporek Oil. Somebody takes off the oil of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or Megal upon him a Torah, redashes the Torah the wrong way. So Rashi says, Perikol means Shokol Mitzvahs. He takes off the oil of any mitzvah. He's Megal upon him, as she says, Derish Bagodesh Adoifi. He learns wrong pshat on purpose, different wrong pshat in the Torah. Umeif for Bris Bosser, he takes off his Bris Mila like. He doesn't want to have his Bris Mila. In these cases, Shemos, Shuv Yom Kippur is Mechaper. But Yom Lav and Yom Kippur Mechaper, only these three special Averis. But otherwise, all other Averis, Rebbe Sheet, there is, even though you do not do Tshuva, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So that's how you enter these two Sifris. One's going to leave the Rebbe, one's going to leave the Rebbe Yehuda. Rav Amar Rav says, Hovor Rebbe Aliba the Nashin. Now both Sifris are going according to Rebbe, according to his own Shita. But Amoy the Rebbe agrees, the Averis Yom Kippur Gufod Le Mechaper. That if you do an Aver on Yom Kippur, if you eat on Yom Kippur, or if you do Moloch on Yom Kippur, for that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. Because Dila Teimoch, you're not going to say like this, Chorus Yom Kippur the Rebbe, how do you ever have a Chiyat Chorus on Yom Kippur? Keep on the Bechol Shosav Shosav Mechaper. Even if you do a Chet, if you want to tell me Yom Kippur is mechaper for the chet you did on Yom Kippur, so how will you have a chiyuv koras for Yom Kippur? You do the chet right away, you have your kapara. So Mor says,
No, oh my kush, what's bothering you? Duba made the case to be like this. Tiyobed avidatom kula laila. He did work the whole night of Yom Kippur. Uvad the Yom HaShachar comes early in the morning, miss he dies. Tlehevi yamamad lechapalei. There was no daytime for it to have his kapor. When you start mashmir, the kapor of Yom Kippur comes by daytime, not at night. Smurah says, good. Tainer, that's good, curse the laila. You get to keep curse at night time. But chorus the imam mechem mishkachas, how do you have chorus by the day of Yom Kippur? So Moses says, my kush, what's bothering here also? Till it may be behadi de kocho namo, while he was eating the food on Yom Kippur, chonke yumtsa, he like choked over a bone and missed and died. Le'evele shosa be imam adlechapalei, there was no time of Yom Kippur to mechapar on him. He now realized the case could be is the yovet avirat the son of Lashkiyas Achama. He was doing malacha on Yom Kippur right before Shkiyah. And he ended by after Shkiyah. So there's no more time left of the day to be mechaper for him. He now mirels Bahadi the other minute while he was doing work on Yom Kippur. His paski mara, his hammer like came and chopped off the Shaki's feet. Or missing he died. There's no more time left for Yom Kippur to mechaper him. He died right away. So kids, this will not be a real good proof. But I call upon him, that's the Svarim, that according to Rebbe, even though he holds Yom Kippur as Mechaper, even on Averis that you did not do Tshuva on, but the Averis you did on Yom Kippur itself, Avada, those Averis, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. But Lamaisa, we do not Paschal like Rebbe, we hold that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper if you do Tshuva. And if you did not do Tshuva, Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. You know, it says, the Mishnah, the Chomim, the Chomim say, Af HaMagadif. A person that curses Hashem also is potter from the korban. Zemora says, "My Afa Magadav." What does the Chum say that Afa Magadav is also potter? Zemora says like this: that Rabbonin Shomelil Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbonin the Chum over here heard what Rabbi Kiva said. The Tony Baloiv. The Rabbi Kiva holds that Baloiv is also one of the Chayv Krisis that Beshoyger you have to bring a Chatis. For Leitoni Yedoni does not say the type of kishuf of Yedoni. Is Omrulai, so Chom said back to him, Maishna, what's the difference? Tlemaisi korban, Mishum Dlespe Maisam, Hakim Yoda, what Yedoni is not called a Maisam, it's called Stam Kishuf without a Maisam. Therefore, you and Kiv agree that you not chayiv a korban for it. Is so Megadif Nami, Lespe Maisam. Who are then somebody that curses Hashem also, there's no Maisam involved. And therefore, you part the from the korban. Turn around, word like this. Now, the pshat for a baal oiv and a baal yedoni difference was that a baal oiv, that's somebody that takes a gugurlus, the skull of a head, and with that he does magicians like he has it speak, he puts it under his armpit like, and he talks with it. That's called a didamaisa. Vashenkin yedoni, that's time you take a netzim of a bird or a chai and put it into your mouth and it talks by itself. So that's called Ein by Maisa. So Mora said that's what I meant to say. You are din Nagadi also since it's Ein by Maisa, not doing an action, you'll be potter from the korban. Turn around like this. Megadif may be korban. That knows somebody that curses Hashem does have to bring a korban. Hoya venema by chorus, since it says the word chorus by Megadif, so the word chorus means to say Yechai the korban. Tivri Rabbi Kiva. The Yom and the Pasuk also says, "V'niso chetoi," he has to carry his chet. So we'll see what that means. But I call upon the Gemara, yes, "Uklolu," this is a good cloud, that kol eichad yichsiv be'koros, whatever the Torah says is a punishment of a chiv koros. Maisi korban, you have to bring a korban, is that true? Aivu pesach, you know, if you don't bring a korban pesach, umila, you don't make a bris mila. Yichsiv be'koros, but no, if you do not do these mitzvahs, I say, there's a chiv koros upon you. And still, the shaygeg v'le maisi korban, you don't have to bring a korban. So not every time it says the word chorus is the achiv korban. So what do you say by Megadif?